April 27, give me this mountain. Joshua 14, I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. Now therefore give me this mountain. Joshua 14, 11 and 12. Before the distribution of the land had been entered upon, Caleb, accompanied by the heads of his tribe, came forward with a special claim. Except Joshua, Caleb was now the oldest man in Israel. Caleb and Joshua were the only ones among the spies who had brought a good report of the land of promise, encouraging the people to go up and possess it in the name of the Lord. Caleb now reminded Joshua of the promise then made as the reward of his faithfulness. The land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord. He therefore presented a request that Hebron be given him for a possession. His claim was immediately granted. To none could the conquest of this giant stronghold be more safely entrusted. Caleb's faith now was just what it was when his testimony had contradicted the evil report of the spies. He had believed God's promise that he would put his people in possession of Canaan, and in this he had followed the Lord fully. He had endured with his people the long wandering in the wilderness, thus sharing the disappointments and burdens of the guilty. Yet he made no complaint of this, but exalted the mercy of God that had preserved him in the wilderness when his brethren were cut off. The brave old warrior was desirous of giving to the people an example that would honor God and encourage the tribes fully to subdue the land which their fathers had deemed unconquerable. Caleb obtained the inheritance upon which his heart had been set for 40 years, and trusting in God to be with him, he drove thence the three sons of Anak. The cowards and rebels had perished in the wilderness, but the righteous spies ate of the grapes of Eshcol. To each was given according to his faith. The unbelieving had seen their fears fulfilled. Notwithstanding God's promise, they had declared that it was impossible to inherit Canaan, and they did not possess it. But those who trusted in God, looking not so much to the difficulties to be encountered as to the strength of their almighty helper, entered the goodly land.